This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, November the 18th, 2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, architect of a drastic set of policies aimed at breathing new life into the struggling Japanese economy, is putting himself to the test. He's called for a snap election. His policies, known as Abenomics, are aimed at trying to pull the country out of its spiral of falling prices. But the signs so far are that it's not working. On Monday, Japan said it had fallen back into recession, and Abenomics isn't popular among voters there either. Here's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe earlier today.
今週21日に衆議院を
This week, on the 21st, I will dissolve the lower house of parliament. I want to seek the judgment of the people on whether we should still keep following the economic and growth policies which we have chosen up to now.
Well, what happens in Japan matters around the world because of the sheer volume which Japan trades globally. So are developments there affecting markets elsewhere? I asked Joe Salusi of Themis Trading in New Jersey if there'd been a ripple effect back in the United States.
I think it does. I think, you know, people are certainly looking around the world. I mean, the U.S. dollar today, for instance, was lower, but that was because of Europe, right? So where everything's correlated now. So I think that's really the word that we need to use. When one market sneezes, the rest of them, you know, seems to catch a cold. And I think people are certainly concerned about Japan, but it's more of like, you know, they're saying nowadays, okay, well, we're the, I guess it was the term, cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry. So there is a bit of U.S.-centric there, but certainly keeping an eye on it.
And what about on the rest of the market? Which stocks were the big movers today?
Home Depot was an interesting one. They actually beat earnings, but they ended up lower on the day, a couple percent. I think they guided down a little bit. But it was a very light volume day. It was, you know, I don't even think we broke $6 billion across all exchanges, which is extremely light. And
$6 billion stocks?
$6 billion shares, yeah.
Why is it so light? Time of year, or?
I don't know. We are noticing one interesting divergence where while the stock market keeps going up, the junk bond market keeps going lower. And that's when you see that kind of divergence, it's a bit of a warning sign, I think, and people are starting to notice that. And when credit quality starts to deteriorate like that, or if one asset class is moving away from the other, and I was talking before about correlation, they all tend to move together, we're all of a sudden seeing a break there. It makes me wonder if we're not setting up for some sort of correction, another correction coming soon, especially when you have these low-volume moves that we've been having on the upside. That tells you that there potentially are some trouble out there. You know, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Otherwise, you know, we've gotten through earnings season here, so all the news is pretty much out now, and we'll kind of just, you know, every once in a while we'll get an economic number, but there really is a very light news front.
That was Joe Salusi there in New Jersey. Well, on Wall Street, the main Dow Index ended up 0.2%, so virtually unchanged at 17,687. And at the end of the trading day in London, the 100-share index was up 0.6% at 6709.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.